home. The great God of heaven, creator of the universe, does now dwell and live in your pleasure. He hath made you into his image by giving you his blood, flesh, and brethren. Oh! I shall dwell in them. I shall live and walk inside of them. I shall be their God. They shall be my people. My fullness like a tender cup for them. This was the purpose of your Father God in sending Jesus Christ to suffer, so that he, together with the Son, might be one in your pleasure, and he might dwell and live and walk inside of you and make you his people. The great God of heaven, creator of the universe, does now dwell and live in your pleasure. He hath made you into his image by giving you this blood, flesh, and breath. Maybe you think this is blasphemy, but let me give you a command out of the word. Are you ready? Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5 and 6. Let this mind be also in you that was in Christ Jesus, who being in the flesh, in the form of God, thought it not a robbery to be equal with God, any other thought in your mind and heart except this thought that was in Christ Jesus, cometh of Satan through religious lies and the feelings of your flesh. Let this mind be also in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the flesh, in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but became a servant, a vessel of flesh, that gave out the Father to others. Oh! You don't have to try or even be good. All you have to do is confess with your mouth the word of God from out of your spirit, and the Holy Ghost performs this thing in you. It makes Christ alive, living and quickening, all in your flesh, blood, and breath. Then every time you breathe or take a step, you feel him moving all inside and all outside, and all around you, as in this truth you abide. I confess that your life has come in my flesh. You have swallowed me into your fullness. My flesh you swallowed into your flesh. Swallowed me into your fullness. My flesh you have swallowed into your pleasure. My blood and my breath you have swallowed. You made yourself my God in my flesh. Death now swallowed up into victory, and victory swallowed into life. now is fulfilled. The purpose of our Father to make us into His image and likeness. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, to try to be like unto God. But the way of the life of Jesus Christ is to confess in faith it hath been done. With God. All right, now cut that music down. Your life on earth lived in oneness with God. Though you be a king with power over all, is also to be a priest serving all, imparting out to others the life of your Father in fire and blood. His creative word, Jesus Christ, now living in your flesh. By your word, by your confession, by uttering in the Holy Ghost, you force him out, transfigure him out into the lives of others. You understand me? That he hath already given. Do not be deceived by lying Satan that tells you you will be blessed in heaven. For the time on earth is the time of possession. The time in heaven is the reward. For what you possessed while in this life of the fullness that he gave you in his love. Simply by possession.